Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We've been giving away tickets all week long to the Cougs basketball game against Texas A&M. We had the coaches on, Buzz Williams and Kelvin Sampson, this week. It is a 4 o'clock game, so you can watch your Texans and then get over to the Fertitta Center and enjoy basketball, an exhibition game. But these are two teams that will play hard. These are two teams. This is not going to be like an exhibition. And even Buzz Williams said he's treating it like a regular season game. He played the Cougs a couple of times last year and found out that they're pretty damn good. But the Aggs are pretty damn good, too. And they got Wade Taylor coming back, and they got a whole they got seven of their top eight guys back, as a matter of fact. So
you looked at Wade Taylor's shooting, by the way, since you're going to yell at Jalen Green all the time and be mad at Jalen Green. You ever looked at Wade Taylor's shooting?
Yeah, no, but I'll tell you this. Wade Taylor in the second half of the regular season Cougs game last year at Toyota Center was fantastic. He was fantastic.
He had that good half. Wade Taylor, here's his career field goal percentages. He's a guard, by the way. That's what I'm saying. He's a
poo-poo Wade Taylor, a fine young man.
You're dropping turds all over Jalen today. Let me throw this out here at you. And this is a shorter 3-point line too, by the way. Here's Wade Taylor's shooting percentages over the last 3 years. 34% his first year, 39% his second year. Last year he shot 36% from the field. Now 3-point line, 27%, 35%, 32.5%. Not great numbers. High volume. Not any. His effective field goal percentage for his career, 45%. That is not good.
No, that's not good.
Does shoot good free throws. But I'm just saying, don't be trying to give Wade Taylor his flowers and then drop all kinds of Gary turds all over our guys like Jalen and Van Vliet and Dylan and the guys that we call our team here in Houston. Show them the same grace.
We're the home of the Aggs, okay?
So we're the home of home of the Rockets, but they live in
They're in our city, but we are the broadcast home of the Aggies here. Okay.
Well, shoot better.
I'm hoping they shoot better. I'm rooting for the Cougs, but we're still the station. But
I'm cheering for the Aggs. Every other game, I'm cheering for the Aggs. Every other game, I'm going to cheer for the Aggs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. At 8:10 exactly, Sean, let's give away two tickets, and we'll give it to caller number four. Caller number four at 8:10 exactly, 713-780-3776. If you don't win the tickets, you can get tickets. AnyTix.com. That's where you can find the tickets and about a portion of the proceeds are going to their Barrel Relief Fund.
We had a good first
Hurricane Barrel.
Yeah, make sure you get out there. It's a good chance to watch two teams that are talented that had. I mean, it's a revenge game. It's not a revenge game because of it's really a friendly, basically. But it's never friendly when Kelvin Sampson's team is defending you. So this is going to be high intensity stuff. And they've been doing this for years and years. They just haven't sold tickets to it. They've done it against Duke, against Texas. They have these secret games. And you hear about them like, oh, man, I wish I could have seen that. Now they're letting you see it. So that'll be cool. We talked a lot about the Rockets in the first segment of our show, and we'll get back to some of the Rocket talk in a little bit. We'll talk about the Texans. We'll get to all the NFL games. Five Star is going to break down his picks at 9:15. And Clay Hensley is going to – we're going to have a phone call with Clay to talk about the beginning of the World Series. But I want to get to the game last night, the the football game. It was Thursday night football. Minnesota went into the Rams 14-14 at half. It was back and forth. Pretty fun to watch. Puka Nacua was back and looked like he hadn't missed any time at all. You know his over-under total was 34.5 receiving yards? What a joke. That guy flew over that. That was no problem at all. Justin Jefferson had a big game. But the story of the game was at 28-0, and the Rams are going to win that, I think. The Vikings were on about their own 3-yard line. There was a minute and 54 to go. No timeouts. And so it was going to be tough. They had to get down the field in less than 2 minutes, no timeouts. Sam Darnold had to push him down there for a touchdown and a 2-point conversion to tie it up. But, you know, you got a shot. You got a chip in a chair. Let's go. I've seen way crazier things happen than that. He drops back to pass in the end zone, and Byron Young comes screaming around the edge. Sam Darnold tries to step up in the pocket, so he's up ahead of Young.
By the way, he held onto the ball a long time.
Yeah, too long.
He was sitting in the end zone.
It's true, especially when you're in the end zone. Yeah. Byron Young grabs him and sacks him, and you can see the head twist. It's clearly by the face mask. He takes him down. Immediately, Byron Young, the guy who did this, his hands go to his face like, oh, damn it. What did I do? And he's upset. He's clearly upset with himself. And then a strange thing happened.
Nothing.
Nobody put a flag out there, and it turned into a safety, and the game was over, except for the most insane onside kick I've ever seen, where the punter kicked the ball straight up into the air and somebody just called for a fair catch. Like, I'm like, what has happened to our onside kicks? A punter on a safety.
You know, there have been some really good onside kicks this year.
How many? I think we may have two recoveries so far, but the number's still extraordinarily low because there's no surprise.
Well,
you can't surprise anymore.
Yeah.
Which isn't great, but the fact that the officials missed that, now you have some people overreacting like they cost them the game.
No.
It cost them a chance at the game. Right. It didn't cost them the game. It cost them a chance, though.
They had a minute 28. They have to go.
But, John, how is it not reviewable?
80 yards. They have to score a touchdown and get the 2-point conversion.
Right, so it was definitely.
It didn't cost them the game.
It was no guaranteed thing. How can you change that to where the officials can, like, what can they do? Because a lot of times people just act like, well, you just change the rules, but you don't. We already saw that happen with the Rams and the Saints, and they changed it back because it wasn't well thought out. There's got to be something there. If you think there is a penalty, like, they've got to be able to make some kind of rule where if you think the officials missed a blatant, but they don't, like,
well, then you're reviewing penalties.
Like, and Vikings, I got to tell you, Vikings fans, I know you're a road fan base, but everybody's the home team whenever you go play the Rams and the Chargers. Everybody's a home team for those LA teams. So there were Viking fans there. How do the Viking fans there? I got to tell you, pathetic job by Vikings fans. No bottles got thrown on the ground. They're trying to. They need to see this play up on the thing so they can confer and change their call. And the Vikings fans
don't throw
one bottle on the field. Like Sean Mapes' team, like his fan base, Mapes, you would have probably thrown something on the field to slow things down.
It's worth a shot.
I've seen it work. I saw it work last Saturday. How do the Vikings fans, how are they not just unloading nachos and empty water bottles and beer bottles? How are you not throwing stuff on the field to slow that thing down and let the officials change their call?
You have to ask, how bad do they want it?
I don't think they want it.
I don't think they want it enough. They're too busy doing the...
Skull!
Yeah.
Skull! Skull!
Those hands shouldn't be clapping. They should be throwing crap on the field.
Yeah. How about Mapes, a little less clapping and a little bit more throwing things on the field to try to get calls overturned?
Mapes, on a scale of 1 to 10, how scared are you of Vanderbilt this week?
4.
4?
I think
Vanderbilt's pretty good, bro.
I think Solis is like a 6 or 7. He's a little worried.
What about back-to-back losses to Georgia and Vanderbilt?
So, Vanderbilt obviously beat Alabama earlier this year. Do you know who Alabama played the week before?
Georgia.
They played Georgia. I don't like that.
Teams get beat up. Did you see the Dan Campbell effect continues? I think it's undefeated this year.
Last week, Minnesota, the refs helped make it happen.
Yeah, but
they helped seal it.
Last week, Minnesota played Dan Campbell on the lines. The idea is that you get beat up against the Lions. Nobody has, I think, either won or covered. I don't think anyone's covered after they played the Lions the week before. And here comes Minnesota in as a, like a 1.5, 2-point favorite, somewhere around there, before the game started. And, of course, the Rams win straight up. Maybe that's the Georgia effect, too, because they're physical and they can beat you up as well.
Hope not.
Are you guys getting ready for the football weekend by going to see Kamala today?
The football weekend, where is she?
Kamala's going to be in Houston today.
Is she at Nick's place?
Not at Nick's place.
Oh.
No, she might be at Bobcat of Houston with Dell.
With Dell? Is that what's going on?
I don't know. I'm not
sure. I hope the Secret Service tases him.
What? Dell?
Yeah.
You want Dell tased by the Secret Service?
Preemptively?
You know what I did to him yesterday? Dell left the show. He and Mapes, you know, Dell left the show. He went and got some water. I saw him leave, so I got into the room, and I shut the door and locked it and hid so Mapes couldn't see me because I knew Mapes would rat me out. And so I just sat there waiting for Dell to panic because the show had already started. Like, it was, you know, like, it was during the break.
Yeah, it was like,
and so Dell got back, and he's like, the door, he goes, hey, Michael, do you have a key for the door? And if Michael Connor hadn't been there, it would have been the greatest, because Michael Connor went and got a key for the door, because you can tell Dell's freaking out. And Michael Connor starts trying to do the door, and then I guess there's a key. He opens it up. I got a video of it. And I said, you were freaking out. I wasn't freaking out. You were freaking out. I wasn't freaking out. If Michael Connor hadn't been there, I would have let Dell just – I probably would have just come in and just started doing the show, Dell's show, and just left him locked out where he couldn't get in. Well, he would have been what? He wouldn't have cared. He would have just gone home.
Again, you're appropriating.
I do his job.
Again.
What do you mean? He asked me to do his job on a daily basis now.
Yeah, now you do you do all of his jobs now.
Yeah.
All of his
so
jobs.
I locked him out, and then, you know, he got that's back fun. In before.
That's shenanigans. That's radio station that's, shenanigans.
It's just good old-fashioned radio shenanigans is what
that's
that
what
is.
It is. Hey, if you want to feel younger and you like shenanigans, Game Day Men's Health is for you. People, I've been going there now, and I love it. I'm going to tell you this. You know, listen, testosterone replacement treatment is testosterone replacement treatment. There's places all over. Game Day Men's Health is different. It is. It's just different. First of all, it's so easy to get started. You've got it, and it's free to get started, by the way. There's a lot of places that charge you like $150 just to get that first consultation because there's a lot of lab work involved. Well, the lab is right there at Game Day Men's Health. All the locations have the lab right there so that you get in 15 minutes, you find out what all your numbers are and exactly the treatment that you need. Over at Sean's place, he's got Jamie, who explained everything to me and exactly what I needed. I have my goals of what I want. I have peptides that I'm going to take to keep me leaner. That's what I want. If you want to build muscle mass, you can do that as well. There are peptides for that. There's all kinds of different peptides. Okay, if you've got ED, they've got a permanent treatment for you. It's just different. And, oh, by the way, you don't have to show up every week because they will send you your testosterone shots, and you can do it yourself. So that's really, really cool if you're on the road a lot and you need that. So that's me. So here's the deal. If you're looking for a place that's just different, I think it's just better. It's brand new. There's going to be locations all over the city, but you can start now. GameDayMen'sHealth.com, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Let's get into this. We got Clay Hensley at the bottom of the hour, but let's get into this 3rd and 15, okay? Because Bobby Slowick got into it in depth and took all the bullets. So the Texans have the ball. 1st and 10 at the 12-yard line. Running play.
Is that where it was, 12?
12-yard line.
Yikes.
Running play, loss of 2. Running play, loss of 3. It's 3rd and 15. Their clock is running down. They're calling timeouts. They use both timeouts to do the Packers. And the Texans are obviously in field goal range. They can kick a field goal to take the lead, but a touchdown pretty much puts the game away. Third and 15. You know, this is the play last year in week two that Tank Dell scored on, his first NFL touchdown.
Oh.
It was an out. They overplayed it. The cornerback missed him. He cut inside, and he scored a touchdown.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it wasn't the same defense. Here is Bobby Slowick explaining this entire play and why he called it and what happened.
Starting point is, man, that's a bad call, right? So we go into it thinking hopefully we get inside leverage or off corner, you know, like really what they've shown in similar situations is three guys across the end zone, off corner, inside leverage on Tank. Gave him a route he scored on last year, really the same part of the field. And then instead we got outside leverage press, which is hard. Like, that's not what the route's for. They doubled Steph. So really for the quarterback, you got to get all the way to the backside answers, which would have been good on that play, but he's already been hit 12 times. You know, he's not – it's everything trickles down in the NFL, right? So it's not always any, like, one given play. I think what CJ did in that moment was 100% right. Like, we can't hold on to the ball. We got to get the ball out of our hands and look to be darned a little bit, you know? So to me, like, it's the fact that we've had the protection issues early in the game that we're not confident being able to hang in the pocket. And then along the same lines, like, we go first and 10 from, I want to say, what, the 12-yard line, something like that, I think, was the first down. You know, we call a run because Joe was in a groove. We get blown off the ball. Next thing you know, it's second and 12. They run the same pressure. I call a run play we've called five times in the game. It was our best run by far, which is premier against the pressure. And, you know, we executed it worse than we did the other five times. We lose three more yards, and now third and 15's tough anyway. You know what I mean? So it was a bad situation all the way around.
It was a bad situation all the way around, especially when you lose those yards the way they did on first and second down, third and 15. But he does have to throw the ball to the end zone, doesn't he? And listen, it's easy to say, but like he said, we got to get the ball out of our hands. He's getting pressured. He's getting hit. He's getting the offensive line just not doing its job. I mean,
He mentioned not wanting to stand in there because of the protection. By the end of that game,
if I'm CJ, I'm like, I ain't standing here. I'm getting this ball out of my hands, okay? Because we've got to run something quick. I can't stand there like Sam Darnold did last night in the end zone, standing.
Sam had way more time.
Oh, my God. Way more time. And he was sacked for in the end zone for the safety. I didn't realize until then that was the same. And I saw the play, and you know what? They just called a different outside zone, corner pressure is apparently you can't run that play with that, especially an out, because he had outside leverage. So the play was doomed from the start. And good on the Packers. No one, maybe they had seen that play before, that he ran with the Colts and said, no, you ain't doing that to us here. We ain't playing you inside today. Right now, we're playing outside. And sure enough, it worked for them, and it didn't work for the Texans. So interesting stuff. And there's so much that goes on every play, by both coordinators. And, you know, and the adjustments that quarterbacks have to make and the adjustments that the defenses are making, it's so much more than, well, that's a crappy play call. That's just, he's terrible.
Yeah, there's way more that goes into it. It's nice to hear a guy, you know, to hear the play caller walk you through it, though. That's kind of cool. I mean, you don't get that in most cities, honestly. I don't know how often OCs take the stand and start asking questions. You know, there's a lot of fans who are covering, kind of fan accounts that cover the Texans that don't always ask tough questions. It's going to be a little
Seems
more
like
challenging.
Bobby gets all the tough questions.
Well, he'll get tough questions, yeah. But it was, to me, quite a few more. He had a few more this week. It's when you lose, when everyone's not just throwing up the H and having a good time with the owners and whatnot, like, it's a different tone. It's a different way to cover it when you got to check, hey, what's going on here? You know, what's – I saw
– Yeah, this isn't good for Bobby, though. It's a pretty good point. Bobby was surprised the fifth time that he ran it that they were on top of it. Well, you ran it five times. Right. I'm pretty sure they know what's coming.
Well, to be fair, you run a lot of plays like that many times, but you run it out of different personnel groupings. Sets, yeah. And yeah, right. So it's kind of a different play. But, I mean, they were downhill. They knew exactly what you were doing, Bobby.
Yeah.
They were coming downhill.
They were running the ball.
Yeah, their whole thing was to stop you and take your time out and take the timeouts away. Well, then they're going to come downhill and they're not going to let you get any gains. Yeah. But you were literally looking at, what, third and 15? You lost 5 yards in your first two runs? It's not ideal.
No, that made it that much.
And then to make it worse, I don't know that it would have made a difference, but to make it worse, your third down is an incompletion and they still have a timeout left. Like, man, if you're going to take away the timeouts with the runs, and you're just playing for the field goal now, you might as well just throw a swing pass or run it again and just get that last, you know, just get that last time off. The timeout off. I mean, even if it's just a swing pass, you know, just put it out on the perimeter, let somebody catch it, run forward, get tackled after a gain of four, and force them into taking their last timeout. You left them with the timeout, too. It was kind of a failure across the board to me, but it was interesting that Bobby Slowick, in his conversations, if you didn't hear it all, made some comments about he's got to do better with offensive line stuff and protection stuff, where if you read between the lines, I think there's a combination going on of, you know, maybe his offensive line coach, maybe there's something there where they're talking to him about stuff. But I don't think from a protection standpoint, things were not being communicated properly because they were getting beat with the games that Green Bay was really confusing them.
Yep.
And that can't happen.
We got a break because Clay Hensley's going to get
us
preview.
Well, I think Clay, hold on a second. I think Clay is going to be 8, so we're good. He's going to be 8:45.
Oh, 8:45.
So, yeah, he'll come up at 8:45.
That's okay. We can still get out on time, Lance. It's fine.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if you want.
Well, yeah, if you want to talk about Craig DeCerf, then you should do it.
Yeah, I do want to talk about Craig DeCerf. I want to talk about some of the offers that they have. A lot of times I'll tell you about how great the people are. I met with Santos yesterday. We recorded a spot. He did it all. Craig's like, all right, Lance, you ask the questions in English. Santos, you answer in Spanish for the Spanish-speaking listeners. I'm like, okay, that's something different, but that's cool. We were doing that, and I was talking to Santos about things, and he was just talking about how Craig is just so great to work for because it's, you know, when you've worked for other people, if you had a bad boss, you know that it makes – you're just counting the days until you can get out of there. When you have a good boss, it makes everything so much better. And it's one of the reasons that I think that they stand out over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is they have a good boss, but they also have great offers. They have great – and I sound like Mac Brown when I say it, but they also have great offers. At Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they're loaded with great truck deals. Let me give you an example. Right now, well-qualified buyers can get 0% financing on a 2024 GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation Crew Cab, four-wheel drive, 5.3-liter V8 engine. That's an average finance savings of $5,690. That's a lot of money. The GMC Sierra is loaded with power, with sophistication, and the tech that you're looking for. Find yours today at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. These trucks are basically your home away from home, so you want to make sure that you get something that has everything you want. And the GMC Sierra is an example of just that. GMC, we are professional grade.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's the best odds? Number one overall pick next year, Lance. Shedeur Sanders is the favorite, 9-2. Travis Hunter, 13-2. Cam Ward 7-1, Carson Beck 7-1, Quinn Ewers 8-1.
Lower.
Kelvin Banks 14-1, Will Campbell 14-1, Garrett Nussmeier 22-1, Jalen Milroe is 12-1. I don't believe that's going to happen. Man, this number one overall pick this year, not great.
Nope.
Not great.
Nope.
I think it'll probably be if it's New England, they've got their guy in place, they'll take one of the tackles.
Or trade. Yeah, you would rather trade.
Is anybody clamoring to get up there to get Shedeur?
I don't know that it's Shedeur. It could be Cam Ward. Could be Nussmeier. You could be really surprised by this year's draft. Yeah. I don't know if it's Shedeur. Like, first of all, Deion already told us Shedeur is only going to play for like four different teams. So if you're not one, I mean, how stupid is that? You're already cutting his legs out from under. Number one, you're making him look like a mega diva. Number two, you're putting yourself in position to be LeVar Ball part two. And you're also telling other teams, don't even think about drafting him. That's the worst idea possible. The worst idea possible to make you less marketable on the draft. So, I don't know. I mean, you say Shedeur. Deion's already told you don't even try if you're not going to be one of these teams.
What if it's the Browns?
Yeah, if I'm the Browns, I'd probably take, you know, Ward or Shedeur. I haven't written these guys up, but let's just say Ward and Shedeur are the top two. Yeah, I'm taking a look at that. I'm not drafting. The idea of a 175-pound wide receiver slash corner being the first pick is the most asinine thing I've ever heard of. Just so dumb. Yeah, he's a good college player who plays both ways. He's a little dude. He's skinny. Little dudes get hurt. Stop. And he's not, I mean, come on. This Devontae Smith was better than him. Devontae Smith wasn't the first, second, or third pick.
I'm going
tackles
Will Campbell.
All going
I'm going
ahead of him.
Will Campbell.
Yes, Will Campbell will go ahead of Travis Hunter. And so will Banks. Kelvin Banks will go ahead of Travis Hunter. Both of those guys are going to go ahead of Travis Hunter. Those two guys, two quarterbacks will go ahead of him at least.
What a crappy draft this is going to be.
It ain't going to be a good draft. And that's why if you waited for quarterback, you may be stuck this year. Man, I talked to a team that needs quarterback.
When
was it? Monday? No, it wasn't the Colts. Colts think they've got it, so that's fine.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they still think they've got it?
I don't know. He hasn't even played 10 games. How are you making a decision on a guy who hasn't played 10? Don't forget he didn't play last year, basically.
We're saying that they're better off with Joe Flacco.
But he hasn't hardly played
football. If you're better off with Joe Flacco, you made a big mistake.
That's not necessarily the case. Because how many rookies, when you have a veteran, like, would you say right now, is Bryce Young done? Is he cooked? I mean, he's played less games than Anthony Richardson. We don't think he's done. Anthony Richardson didn't get his rookie year in.
I don't think he's done.
I think he's in an awful, awful, awful situation. I think if Tua decides to retire due to head injuries and Miami trades for Bryce Young, you think he's cooked? You think he's done with those weapons? I don't.
Ooh, yikes. You think they – wow. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell – I can tell you this. He's not off to a great start.
No, but he's
– maybe a different situation would help him.
Yeah, it's
he's
terrible
better than
there.
This, I guess. But he's not built for the NFL game. He's
it's
just
terrible.
Not.
Then let's make sure we keep that same energy with all the little guys because none of them are really built for the NFL game. It's just a matter of avoiding physical contact for Tank,
I mean,
for Xavier Worthy, for him – you know, for Travis Hunter, even for Jaden Daniels. It's a concern. Jaden Daniels went out with a rib injury last week. So here's a skinny little guy who gets hurt running. It may seem like a one-off, but you better keep an eye on it because it's something that could end up being a bigger factor. But, you know, and Tua is a decent-sized guy. I mean, from a thickness standpoint, he's not the tallest guy. But the idea that Carson Beck, like, ugh, scary. Quinn Ewers, no thanks. Shedeur Sanders, too high maintenance. We're getting into the category of Cam Ward, and I don't know who else. Like, we'll see who else pops, but all I know is that you draft a quarterback who's not, and that's why Anthony Richardson, to me, was a project. He was a developmental player coming out anyway. I see the talent. But he's going to need time. The only way he gets time is to just play through this. He's got to go through his ups and downs because he barely even had a rookie season.
All right, if you had to put money on it, is he a successful NFL quarterback?
No, but I didn't think so
Bryce
going
Young?
Into it. Define successful.
Well, he has a 10-year NFL career.
Yes, I think Bryce will.
You do?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think
as
Bryce
a starter.
Will. I think
as a starter.
Well, we didn't have to. No, we don't have to say that.
Well, no. That's a successful career.
Chase Daniel had a successful NFL career. Did he make money?
No, he didn't.
Did he get hurt a lot? No,
he didn't play. He didn't play. I'm talking about playing.
He's set up for life.
Wait. Price is set up for life now. How much money did he make as the number one overall
pick? He had a successful career then, didn't he? He got the bag. No, you don't. You got to get to a second contract before you can say you're successful. Chase Daniel, where's his money? I'm going to get to his money.
I'm not worried about Chase Daniel and his money. A successful NFL career is not Chase Daniel.
Okay, is Case Keenum?
Case Keenum has had a nice career. Yeah, he started more than Chase Daniel did.
Yeah, it's a successful career.
Yeah,
he stuck around more than 10 years. Listen, if you collected NFL paychecks for more than 10 years, Chase Daniel collected paychecks from age 24 to age 36. That is a great success. A 13-year career of getting an NFL. Now you have
I'm
an NFL
about
pension.
Being an NFL, is okay. Bryce Young going to be an NFL starter
okay.
for 10 years?
All right, that's a better question. He may have to get out of there. May have to get out of there because
well,
we've seen.
Listen,
Sam Darnold has had
a
second run.
A lot of guys go to a different place and they're better.
Yeah, Sam Darnold has had a second run, although I kind of feel like we're seeing Sam Darnold come back down to earth a little bit. But Sam Darnold had a second life. Rich Gannon, I don't want to talk about Rich Gannon. That was a one-off. But Baker Mayfield has had second life.
Yeah,
I think it's happening now where players aren't – like it may be best for – and I'm more worried about Richardson because he's not really good from the pocket, but he's a physical specimen with athletic talent, but if you're not using his athletic talent, then you're making him just primarily a passer, you're in for trouble. He's not accurate enough.
Yeah,
Bryce Young
can
work from the pocket, though. Bryce Young can actually be a decent passer, I think, in the right scheme if he's protected and you run the football.
If nobody raises their hands, their arms, to shield the feet, field from him or block his passes.
Well, it's like that with Baker.
If you change the rules that you're not allowed to raise your hands when
come
you're
on.
Pass rushing, then
come
he's
on.
Be
Baker
fine.
And Kyler are about the same size.
Baker and Kyler?
Yeah. Kyler's
or
shorter.
Kyler's
shorter. Baker's 1 inch taller.
Yeah.
Or a half inch taller.
Well
they're both
listed. Wait a minute.
They're both listed at 6 feet tall. So Baker's maybe an inch taller.
We saw what Baker – listen, Baker's had some success this year. The other night, Baker looked like the Baker from Cleveland. He was throwing some balls into coverage that were terrible throws.
Oh, that terrible interception throws. In the end zone was – I don't know what
and
he was
not only
at.
That one, but the other one too.
Well, welcome to terrible. The NFL, John, where Pat Mahomes has two more interceptions and touchdowns. This is what this year is. It's the most
it's unbelievable.
Flipped out year I've ever seen.
Yep.
I've never seen a year like this where quarterback play and the passing game has gone completely bananas. You better have a running game in 2025 or 2024. You better have a running game and a defense this year. You know, you may not even have to have a defense because teams can't pass anymore for some reason. But to the initial point that you made, I don't know who the first pick is going to be.
I think
Cam Ward is the guy that I would for those odds. I'd take Cam Ward.
If it's Cleveland, it's going to be a quarterback. If it's New England, it's going to be a lineman.
If it's New England, it's got to be a trade if you can get anyone to
trade.
But you may be right. Maybe they don't. Yep. Maybe we have one of those weird offensive tackles. Oh, yeah, they got to have a tackle. They need two tackles and a pass rusher.
Absolutely.
So it might be one where nobody wants quarterback or Deion tells people that if you trade for his son, then he will block you on all social media platforms. I don't know.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4 straight interviews coming up next. Clay Hensley to talk World Series, then Willie Fritz, and then Five Star, and then Warehouse Live Guy, Beat the Warehouse Live Guy, and then News of the Weird. So we have got a packed show for you right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You have to talk Quick Assist.
Quick Assist is the company. So I've got some new stuff to tell you about with Quick Assist, but it's – the concept itself is such a great concept because what they do is they take your the tickets that you want to sell to sporting events and they run them through about 15 different ticket sites. So they list your tickets on 15 different ticket sites. So obviously you're getting a ton of eyes on your tickets. And with Quick Assist, they do all the heavy lifting for selling your tickets always. But you're always in control. They let you know the moment the price of your ticket changes, so you know exactly what you're getting. So if the ticket price goes up, that means the supply is going lower, the demand's going higher. They'll automatically raise your ticket prices, and you're going to make more money. If it cools down, if the market cools on your tickets, they're going to start dropping your tickets to make sure your tickets sell as well. Dynamic pricing is their MVP, and that's what that's called. They have 100% success rate when it comes to getting your tickets sold. They will get your tickets sold, and they are quick from downloading the initial app to uploading your tickets so that they can start selling or start listing your tickets. They are amazing. They do everything, all the heavy lifting. If you have season tickets that you find yourself wanting to sell a lot, maybe Rockets tickets or, you know, Astros baseball tickets, you just don't use as much as you'd like to, this is going to be your best friend because they can sell for you. Make sure that you download Quick Assist. Oh, they also do college football games too. So if you have Aggies tickets, Longhorns, LSU, Ohio State, I don't care where they are, they sell those tickets as well. Search for Quick Assist, A-S-Y-S-T. Download the app today, and let's start the process. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Hey, Clay Hensley. This segment is sponsored by Damaris and the loaded baked potato from Damaris Barbecue. It's sponsoring this segment with Clay Hensley. Warm, loaded with butter, cheese, sour cream sauce, and topped with your favorite barbecue meat.
What's up?
All right. That'll keep you full all day, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Get over there, Damaris Barbecue, either location, Shepherd or at 290.
The potato acts as the potato in that particular scenario acts as the bread, like a bun or even a tortilla and a taco.
Yeah.
You got all that good stuff there, and you just have, you know, that starchy delivery system.
I love it. Is Clay here?
Yeah, he's right there.
Hey, all right, man, I'm getting hungry.
I know. He always does this.
Hey, Clay, you still playing pickleball?
You know it, man. You know it. We play pretty much every other night, if not every night, and we got our little league thing going on Thursday, so we're doing it.
Do you go over to that place off Alameda? Have you been
there? So I'll go check out the place. We usually play here in the neighborhood because we got some courts here, and a lot of players come from, like, surrounding areas to come out and play. But, man, we'll run it over to Chicken and Pickle sometimes, too, over here at 45.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Chicken and Pickle, okay. Because my son is a big – he plays about every day as well. He's a good player, so I'd like to get you two together to play some. I know you're – are you in the professional league?
So, yeah, so we got in the PBX league, and it's funny, man. It's a bunch of ball players and a bunch of NHL guys, you know, they get out and play, and it's kind of turned into, you know, sort of this league that where it goes around and just kind of promotes the game of pickleball. They do events with big companies. They have partnerships with the Professional Pickleball League. So you'll play in pro-ams and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
That's neat. So get on if you see how we find you. Where are you? Where is a schedule of where you guys are going to be?
You just go to pbxpickleballleague.com, and there's all the information there showing schedules. And, you know, if you want to have an event, you're a major company, and you want a bunch of Major League Baseball players to come out and, you know, spend the weekend with them and play some pickleball, you know, you can check it out there.
Neat stuff. Neat. I want you to meet my son and play. I think he's a pretty good player. We'll see. And Clay Hensley is here to talk World Series. Dodgers, the two dreaded, can't be any more hated. Dodgers.
Hey, who all did you play for? You never played for either of these teams, did you?
No, so I was with San Francisco, San Diego, the Marlins, Cincinnati, and Washington.
Okay. So never
and
with
so
these
you hated,
two.
You hated both these teams just as much as we did.
Let's see.
Oh, man. I hated playing the Dodgers. We always had such a big rivalry when I was there in San Diego. And, you know, I was there when, you know, we were always battling it out to go to the playoffs. So, you know, like 2005, 2006 era. And, Dodgers were a tough one, man. They had some good teams back then, too.
Yeah, they always get – because they always buy it. We're sick of both these teams, actually, if you want to know the truth. But here's the deal. Okay, very interesting. This is really interesting what the Yankees are doing. So they're going to start Clay – they're going to start Cole, which is what they should be doing, right?
Right.
But
right.
In game two, they're going Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon, has been terrible on the road and really good at home. And Clark Schmidt is going to start game three at home, and he's been terrible in Yankee Stadium, and he's been awesome, a 1-3-9 on the road. Why would you do this when you can see what guys have been doing all year long, home and road, and yet you're going to change it up for this series?
No, I'm not really sure what he's thinking there. It has to probably have to do with the way that the Dodgers are going to be rolling out their lineup, and you know, with the lefties and the righties and stuff. I think that, look, you know, Rodon, he did bounce back. He bounced back with a 3.96, you know, with 10 strikeouts in 9 innings this season. I think that coming off the heels of a $162 million contract with the Yankees, and I think they're really looking at him to see what he's going to do here against them at home. Everybody's scratching their head on that one right there, because look, typically when guys are throwing and they're better at home and better on the road, you're not going to put them in the situation where they're not doing as well throughout the season in the playoffs, much less the World Series. So, I'm not really sure what they're thinking there. And I think everybody, honestly, scratching their head on that one and kind of seeing what they're going to do. Yeah, I'd be interested to see what the splits are maybe when he's pitched in L.A. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, and that could be it. You know, this is where we kind of joked for a while that for a long time, once you got into the American League, the idea was, well, there goes managing, because you got DHs, so you can roll for a long time with your starters. And then over time, now that was at the very beginning, and now Certainly it's changed. It doesn't matter. First of all, everyone's DH, and now it really has become more managing and more fine-tuning probably than any time in Major League history with how teams are approaching this now. And a lot of it is because the way that analytics has changed things. But when we say analytics, it's just the study of prior events. And so do you think teams are going a little too far, or are they really just fine-tuning this at this point?
Well, you know, look, I think what it is now is, I mean, you guys remember the days, like, when you had your starter go out there, this guy was going. And he was going until, 120, 130 pitches, in the postseason. You'd see these guys go out there and pitch. They were the horse, especially your number ones that you would have going game one. Those days are over. And whether it's analytics, whether it's, the overload of data, it's changed the way the game's played. You see a lot of guys, and look, we were guilty of it in 2012 when I was with San Francisco and we won the World Series. I mean, one of the big reasons we won that World Series is we had Cy Young coming out of the bullpen. Lincecum had a tough year as a starter. His velocity was down. He was trying to reach back and try to throw something that wasn't there. And we put him in the bullpen, I think, twice. It was in the NLCS and the DS. He came out of the bullpen in the second inning and threw 6 or 7 shutouts and got us to the end of the bullpen, or the back end of the bullpen, and it was, textbook after that. So you see a lot of managers now, they're not wasting time with guys to figure it out, whenever you have your number ones going, your frontline starters in these playoff games early on. So they call the bullpen pretty early these days, and everybody's up. It's all hands on deck.
Who had better hair, Lincecum or Sean Mapes? That's what I want to know.
Well, Clay can't see Sean Mapes.
I can't speak to that one, but I know Lincecum, man. That hair was perk plus off. He had some flow going.
He did have flow. Did you like that, or did you tell him, hey, dude, you need to chop that lettuce? Okay,
man, I'm not in any position to tell anybody how to cut their hair. I promise you that. I'm losing it every day. You know what I mean? So I'm not,
yeah, you do what you do. We're fine. We're fine with all that stuff.
975hair.com. 975hair. We got the guy for you. Okay, he's gonna fix that. He's gonna fix that lettuce for you.
Burby, right. That hairline's getting RoboCop, man. We got to do something.
How do you? Hey, man, I don't know that as much as I hate these teams, when you got Mookie and then Otani, you got Soto and Judge and Stanton the way that he's hitting that right now. Holy crap. How do you go about this when you're on the hill and these guys in a tough situation? Here comes Betts and Otani with guys on base.
Well, you look, honestly, since you guys know this, and being an athlete, when you're 5 years old, that's the moment you work for. Like that's what you put all the work in. You want to go against the best, and anybody that's in the big leagues and anybody that's trying to get there, you always got to size yourself up against the best. It's not about the easy routes or anything like that. And there's no easy routes in the postseason. There's no easy routes in the World Series, and there's going to be situations where you come up and you got those guys at the plate, and that's your moment. You know, that's what you work hard for. That's you live for that. You know, I felt that way. You know, I live for those moments. I mean, that's what it was all about. Now, look, there's times that you're going to go out there and you're going to be the one that's having the success out of the battle, and sometimes you're going to lose. But look, you got to just go out there and control what you can control. You know, if you got to pitch them, you got to pitch them. You know, good pitch, get these guys out, and you know, go all, you know, high five in the dugout, whatever. But the thing is, look, you can hate both these teams. You know, you can hate the Yankees, you can hate the Dodgers, but at the end of the day, man, there's some powerhouses there. It's going to be a fun series to watch. You know, some of the best players, if not the best players in the game, generational players are going to be on display, and it's going to be good for baseball.
You know, we talk about pitching all the time, but really this is going to be about hitting. I mean, it's going to be about the lineups. It's going to be about the scoring runs. You expect the high scoring. You expect the high scoring series right now because you got some of the better players who are hot right now on both those rosters. I mean, it should make for some good back and forth.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think this is going to be a series where it's going to go down to the last game, and it's going to be one of those things where, you know, you guys know this watching the Astros play, and this is how I honestly feel about the team, is that it didn't matter if they were down by four runs, you know, going into the eighth inning. You know, they had a chance to score. They did it a lot. They came from behind a lot, you know, and to win ball games. So it's going to be something similar to that. I think you're going to see the balls getting hard. You know, you're not seeing a lot of the guys like, you know, you don't have a Roger Clemens facing somebody, or you know, a Greg Maddux going in facing somebody where you know that's going to be tough. It's I think it's going to be a hitter series for sure. It's going to be fun to watch. And look, that's what the fans love too.
Clay, we're out of time. We got Willie Fritz going to join us on the other side. Quickly, who you got?
I'm going Dodgers. To be honest with you. You don't want to hear that, but I'm going to go with Dodgers. They got a deeper rotation, and those guys are on fire right now.
Yep, that's Clay Hensley with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Clay, as always, man, we appreciate you. Thanks for hanging with us.
Anytime, guys.
Okay, there's Clay Hensley here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Willie Fritz going to join us on the other side right here. Lance is going to talk about Underdog Fantasy, though.
I'm going to talk about Underdog Fantasy's ability for you to really upgrade the way that you're watching sports. I think that's the best way to look at this. Underdog Fantasy is going to help you upgrade the way that you watch sports, because when you're playing the sport along with watching it, it makes it so much more fun. This World Series is going on today. Go take a look at Shohei Ohtani, 0.5 home runs. You want to go higher? You think he's going to hit one out? Let's click the button on higher on that one. You want to go lower on strikeouts on the other side? Go lower. There's a variety of statistics to choose from where you can mix and match your baseball along with some of your Rockets basketball today. You've got college football coming up, NFL football. You've got UFC. There's a lot to choose from. Now, they've never had more. It's Boostober right now, so they've never had more profit boosters that you can click on the button that says profit boost and raise the profit. 20% on all NBA plays, but they also have one-off 50%. So I had a 50% NBA boost the other day, 50% in NFL just yesterday, both winners. So pick higher or lower on the stats that they provide you on the cash games that they have, the cash pick'em games, and you got a chance to win real money and just use your sports knowledge. And it's all right there. All you have to do is download the app, Underdog Fantasy, use promo code Lance, and they are going to give you a chance to make up to $1,000 in bonus cash. So this is a great opportunity. But make sure you use promo code Lance. That's the only way you're going to take advantage of this. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.